Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This phone number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And Bonnie.
And Chris, back after a couple weeks not feeling too well. Did you come down with the COVID?
I did. I had the, whatever the, I presume the latest variant is, and it was a really weird, man, I tell you.
Did you have it before?
I'm like 99% sure I've had it at least once, maybe twice before.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's just been like, it's kind of, it's just so weird, like, because it's like you're kind of sick and you can't do anything, but you got aches and pains, but it's not like the flu because there's nothing, no runny nose or anything like that. And so the whole thing is it's very bizarre. And it's like, it's almost like you're not sick, but you are sick and you can't do anything. And
you're really low energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Very low energy. And it's not even like every day. It's like every other day is like really low energy. And it's like,
so kind of like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Kind of, you're up and you're down.
Yeah, it's kind of up and down, but you can't really, like some days I was kind of working and, you know, for 6 hours or whatever, and, you know, basically, you know, got stuff done. And then other days I was just like, yeah, I can't do anything today. So,
wow.
Yeah. Chris and I both didn't get COVID when the whole studio got COVID in March.
Oh.
So he thinks it was just like a variant he already had the year before, and then now it's like a different variant that Chris got this time.
Yeah. I probably like, and the symptoms were like very similar to what I've had before. But I think this last time was definitely it definitely took me out for a longer period of time. Hmm. I think a little bit longer maybe. So
well, yeah. Glad to have you back. You look like you're in good health now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Did you lose your taste or smell?
I didn't. So I have a suppressed appetite is one of the things. So like I lost a bit of weight and I had some compliments on that. You can thank COVID for that one. I could definitely smell. The taste was suppressed, but I don't know. It's not like I couldn't taste anything, but it just didn't. It probably didn't taste right. So I guess that's kind of what they mean when they say you can't taste anything. But I feel I don't know.
I guess everybody has somewhat different
responses
because Aria lost her sense of taste. I guess completely.
Yeah,
for
me too.
Weeks.
I couldn't taste anything. It was only like a week and a half, but.
I ate like one meal a day basically, but I could definitely taste stuff. And I think maybe, you know, there wasn't, when I did eat, like it was frequently like, it just didn't taste good because it was just like, I think it was more of, I wasn't hungry because like my appetite was suppressed and I couldn't taste it so much. So, and then the
now
other,
you don't know for sure it was COVID because you didn't get a test, right?
Right, technically
could
not.
Could it have been just, you know, cold,
well,
or the flu or something like that?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like I had at least half a dozen symptoms that matched up with COVID pretty clearly. And the other thing is I know people who are around me who tested positive for COVID. So, and I also know like everybody else is also, even the people who didn't get tested, you know, they didn't actually take a test for COVID. They've also been sick. Like it's been a thing here like lately where like everybody's coming down with COVID, or whatever the latest variant of COVID is. So I mean, it's possible I didn't have COVID, but it sure seems like I did. So
well, welcome back. And, of course, we've got a lot to talk about here tonight. I know, Bonnie, you wanted to discuss a psilocybin trial. And, of course, psilocybin's been in the news with various different cities around the country, actually decriminalizing it, refusing to enforce it, with the most recent being Detroit, Michigan.
It was the largest ever study done, so...
So far, we'll talk about that and, of course, your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Also, something that came out today, and if you follow Free Talk Live on our social media site at social.freetalklive.com, you already probably saw the link because I linked it earlier. I know you've been spreading it around, Chris, a link to a video that was posted on the Ledger channel. So Ledger's a hardware wallet. They produce regular short documentary, you know, pieces, if you will. I wouldn't call them news packages, more of a documentary piece on the Crypto 6, and also specifically Keen as the crypto mecca, as a destination for people that want to use cryptocurrency instead of just holding on to it and hoping it goes up, but to actually come and go into a place. They got some footage of our co-host Aria kind of touring them around town, and I think that on its own would have made an interesting video. That wasn't the focus of this particular video. The focus was more on the Crypto 6, which of course is me and several other people, including a few of our co-hosts, Aria and Nobody. We got raided earlier this year in March, and your footage was prominent in this, Chris, because you were actually outside of our home that morning. You got wind of the attack against us, and I guess you're probably still awake, right? Like at 6 a.m. So you grabbed your video camera and came out here and got, you know, attacked.
Assaulted.
Basically, yeah, by federal armed goons and local Keen police goons who were doing the federal government's bidding. A lot of that footage made it into this this release that, again, is on the Ledger channel on YouTube.
Yeah, they definitely were not ready for people to come and report on what was going on. Like, they didn't have any barriers up or anything.
They weren't expecting that.
I literally walked right up to the house almost. I was literally across the street from the building, and I was like, I better not cross, because if I cross the street, I might get shot. I'll literally be on the property at that point. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and then at that point, they kind of were coming at me anyway. So I'm like, I kind of took a right-hand turn as opposed to crossing the street.
Now, you know, what would have been interesting if we actually know the people who live right across the street here. They're kind of free staters. Like, they kind of keep to themselves, though. They don't really, or at least at the time, I think there's new people living there now. I don't really know who they are. But at the time of the raid, there were a couple guys there that we knew, and I presume they just slept through it or whatever. They didn't know what was going on. But wonder what they would have done let's just say it was you that lived in the house across the street. Would they have been able to actually kick you off of your own property in that particular case?
Interestingly enough, there was an incident that was filmed, but the video hasn't been published or anything. And I can answer that one. Basically, I was straight out told that if I know the people who live there, like, I could be on their property, basically, mm-hmm. or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And this is what the police officer told me at one point. So I'm like, oh,
this
yeah.
This is in a completely different scenario?
No, this is the day of.
Related. Okay.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like, yeah, and I wasn't actually close enough, like, so I was, yeah, unfortunately I was basically refuted by certain people, so, because they actually kind of called my bluff at the time.
Gotcha.
So, but it would have been...
But if it were your property, you could have stood in your front
even
yard.
If it wasn't, as long as I knew the people there, mm-hmm. basically I could, and the thing is, like, I
Wait,
knew
you
the
knew
people.
Us?
Well, here's the thing, like, right. Okay, so the way they phrased it was if you know the people or something, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know the people there, and of course, the people didn't know me, but I know them because they're the neighbors of, you know, right? So the officer called my bluff, and unfortunately they were like, yeah, the people unfortunately they were not our friends, so to speak, neighbors. Mm-hmm. It was a different set of neighbors, but mm-hmm. otherwise I might have been able to, but yeah, it was, but the crazy thing is they kept trying to, like, block my ability to film,
right?
So
yeah, they don't want...
Well, they grabbed your camera in one part. Well, they, like, kind of push it. In the video
they
you
definitely
see that.
Did. They definitely did. Yeah, no, I was basically a block away. Like, they pushed me back a block. Like,
right. First they pushed you back a little bit, and then they pushed you back a block.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. It was kind of entertaining in one sense, because I actually got, like, the good stuff happened in the first hour. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I actually had most of what I needed, but it's still, like, I was still wanting to film.
Sure.
And so,
it's your right to do.
And it was my right, and so I went back a block as they asked, and you know,
they didn't ask.
They didn't ask. I should clarify, they didn't really ask.
There's literally men in camouflage
but
with rifles.
So let's put it this way: if I hadn't cooperated, in quotes, I would have been arrested.
Sure,
so I did what they told me to do. Right, I went back a block, and you know, and I was there for an hour, and had another person there, a partner actually came out and filmed a little bit too. Mm-hmm. And then after an hour, they came back at us, and they pushed us back another block, so we basically couldn't film. Right. And so at that point, I actually went around the a couple of blocks in order to come at it from the other side so I could film. And that's when they basically started hassling me again, and there was no good reason for it.
Check out this video. I linked to it over on freetalklive.com, our brand new website. It's more of a blog than the old site was, and now you can just easily go freetalklive.com, click on it. Because if you try to search for the Ledger channel on YouTube, you get like some singer first, so it's kind of hard to find their channel. So check that out, freetalklive.com. Great little documentary about the Crypto 6, including Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. You can join us here.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We're just kind of reflecting on the excellent little documentary short film that was produced and put online by Ledger. And you can go and find that over at freetalklive.com. And there's a link right to it. You just press play if you want on the page, or you can link over to it. Very, very good. About 10 minutes long, so it won't take a whole lot of your time, and it's definitely worth sharing. You said you might even put it up on the Crypto 6 website, Chris, and that's, of course, super cool. Check out thecrypto6.com to learn more about what happened to us earlier this year. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you there. There's a Getting Started at the top of the page. You can click that and learn the basics. Quick little 3-minute long introductory video. You can dig in deeper if you want. They've got several videos there that you can watch, but at the very minimum, you ought to get the basic concepts down about cryptocurrency, what makes it special, what makes it unique, what makes it so different from the government money that we've been forced to deal with for so many generations. Now that is a situation that is over. Now you actually have a choice. You can opt out of the government money system, of the central banks, and get over into the world of cryptocurrency. Now the government doesn't like it very much, but to some extent, there's not much they can do to stop it. So once again, go to Bitcoin.com and learn about that. Also, they've got the news over at news.bitcoin.com, so the latest on what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency. You can get it at news.bitcoin.com. And they're going to try their best to intimidate people. They're going to pass laws. I think this infrastructure bill that recently passed, the $1 trillion-plus infrastructure bill, has new cryptocurrency regulations in it, as I understand.
Isn't that how they said they were going to fund the infrastructure bill, was through taxation of crypto?
They said that they didn't have to raise taxes to pass this bill. Oh, it's okay, guys. We don't have to raise taxes because
What are you talking about, not raising taxes? They're literally talking about raising taxes
via
a tax on crypto.
They said, oh, we don't have to raise taxes in order to fund the bill. It's going to be funded through the money we get from the crypto people.
Well, it just depends on how you define raise. So they're defining raise as taking existing taxes and raising them, whereas they're just creating a whole new tax.
Right.
See, that's totally different.
On something they shouldn't have any right to get money for. People using a system that wasn't created by them, that completely has nothing to do with them. Why does the government get money for that? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, because basically the rule with governments is if it moves, tax it. So anytime value moves from one person to another person, they believe they deserve a cut.
You know the crazy thing is people think, oh, well, it's Bitcoin that they're taxing, right? And I don't use Bitcoin, so it doesn't affect me. The problem is that they're actually talking about taxing dollars in your bank account as well. Anytime you make a transaction, like if you swipe a credit card, well, there's gonna be a tax on that.
Are they talking about that?
Yeah, they actually started talking about that before the whole crypto and infrastructure bill.
Wow.
So that's actually something that's been talked about more globally, like especially in Europe. But I don't think that was specific to Europe. This is a little while ago, so I don't recall all the details perfectly on it. But yeah, it was called like a transaction tax, basically.
Huh.
So they would tax every single transaction, not just like a tax on, like, so you have a sales tax, right? Well, it wouldn't be a sales tax. You'd still have to pay your sales tax, right? But they'd have another tax on the transaction.
It's insane.
Yeah. So like you move money from one account to another, that's a transaction. Mm. That would be taxed. It's crazy.
Wow.
But that's where this is going. And they basically are rolling something to that effect out, it seems, with this whole infrastructure bill by doing Bitcoin first. And because, you know, nobody's not going to have a lot of outrage on that because not a lot of people use Bitcoin by comparison. But next, it's going to be dollars. You know, it's going to be any time you move money around in your bank account, or you move money, or you pay for a good. You know, that's a transaction.
Is it going to be any time, or just the any time over $600?
No,
thing?
Any transaction at all, I believe, is the idea, would be taxed effectively. So Yeah, it's any kind of transaction. Doesn't matter what kind of transaction.
See, there's never enough for the government gang. They always need more because...
And the crazy thing is, if, like, you say have a wire transfer from your bank, that's a transaction too. Like, they'll charge you $40, but now they're going to tax that because that's another transaction. So,
right.
Yeah, so there's actually, you'd actually be, like, I think you go from having two transactions to four transactions, basically. Because one of them is the fee that you're paying for the wire transfer plus, the actual wire transfer itself, so both of those would be taxed, and so you'd end up with another two transactions. I'm assuming the transactions that result for the taxes of the transactions are not going to also be taxed, but who knows?
Wow. It's hard to get your head around all this. I mean, there's just so much. They never stop, and that's because the government, of course, keeps getting bigger. And why would they ever stop spending? Why would they ever stop getting bigger? I mean, people seem to believe that they can elect Republicans and that it's going to change things, and the history shows that that's not true. The history shows that whenever the Republicans are in charge, the government gets even bigger than it ever did before. So why would anyone believe that there's ever any chance to change anything in Washington, D.C.? The only answer is to get out. The only answer is to leave peacefully the United States, because this thing is on a downward spiral, and it is just going to keep getting worse. The taxes are going to become more oppressive. The regulations are going to become more restrictive, and... You know, it's going to get ugly.
It's already out of control. Yeah. If you look at, like, inflation, we're already seeing, I think it's like 7%. I think that's the official number, is like 7%. And the unofficial number, those are lies. Right, and the unofficial, as we saw in Venezuela, you know, there's an official number, and then there's the unofficial number.
Right.
And we're already seeing, you know, and the crazy thing is we've already seen, a sort of inflation through taxation, like with 25% tariffs on goods from China, for example. Like, we've already seen the cost of goods go up. And that's roughly like 13%. Well, now it's going to go up another 7%. And that's more, I think, the direct printing of money that's occurred. And it's kind of catching up because that already happened, right? They already printed the money. They've already, you know, been handing it out left and right.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Venezuela. I had a story from, I don't know, a couple weeks ago at this point from the Mises Institute. This was being posted over at EurasiaReview.com. Joseph Salerno writing about now Venezuelans are turning to gold nuggets as their local currency continues to implode. The Venezuelan government, as we reported here, recently lopped off six zeros from its hyperinflating currency, the bolivar. The highest denomination currency note of 1 million bolivar, worth at the time less than 25 cents, was then replaced by a one bolivar note. So if you had a 1 million bolivar note in Venezuela, you could then exchange it. You would have to exchange it, and you get a one bolivar note as a result of that. That's what they did. I think it was at the beginning of October. At the same time, a 100 bolivar note worth about $25 was introduced as the new highest denomination of the bolivar. The currency conversion was designed to spare the government the embarrassment of having to issue a 100 million bolivar note to enable people to purchase everyday items without having to carry around bundles of notes, given that the price of a loaf of bread had risen to 7 million old bolivars. Of course, the arbitrary scaling down of the denomination of the currency won't slow inflation because the new currency notes can be printed just as cheaply as the old. The bolivar has already lost 73% of its value in 2021 alone, and the International Monetary Fund estimates that the annual inflation rate will reach 5,500% by the end of 2021. So what are the Venezuelan folks doing about this? Well, they're actually turning to real value. They're looking for alternatives. And gold has historically been a fine hedge against inflation. So we'll talk about that coming up here. And, of course, on the way, psilocybin, a major test. Bonnie wants to tell us about on coming up. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American people sent us here to deliver. The American people said they sent us here to make their government work. And they sent us here to make a difference in their lives. And I believe we're doing that.
That's how President Biden opened the cabinet meeting at the White House on Friday. Biden also cheering passage of a big infrastructure bill that he's set to sign on Monday. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard ahead of the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Evers announcing the deployment of 500 troops to Kenosha to supplement the hundreds of officers already in place. This as the judge presiding over the case said on Friday he may allow the jury to consider several lesser charges in addition to the murder charges that prosecutors brought against him. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The enhanced child tax credit will expire at the end of the year unless Congress moves to extend it. It was a key part of the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package that was approved last March. Democrats without proof say it has greatly decreased child poverty. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is hosting officials from Qatar in Washington on Friday to discuss issues facing both countries, including their interests in Afghanistan. There's still ongoing concern about evacuating the families of U.S. service members, some of who are stranded in the country. Blinken saying the United States will continue to help those people.
We've been taking out Afghan families of U.S. service members all along, and that will continue. And as we identify people who are in Afghanistan, including family members of service members who remain there and wish to leave, we will do everything we can to get them out.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you tonight, it's me, Ian, and Chris.
And Bonnie.
We actually just had some visitors come in. Actually, a visitor coming in here visiting from Manchester just moved up as part of the Free State Project, the migration of liberty-loving folks coming up here to New Hampshire. And we were just talking about, you know, that the answer is to get out of the United States. Well, the first step for that to happen is people need to get together who have a like mindset.
and we're starting to see the numbers on those migrations are beginning to increase at quite a clip. Now, Chris,
dramatically.
Actually, I don't get to leave the house very much because I'm on some crazy bail conditions, but you get to go to all the meetings I used to go to, and you get to see, like, you said dramatic.
Yeah, definitely dramatic. We've been moving people in left and right. We have had tons of visitors, like, every week. It's just like, some days I show up to an event and it's like, you know, we got a dozen people that are like, where'd you guys come from? It's like, and nobody knows each other, you know, like families, basically, like different families. And it's been crazy. I'm having a hard time keeping up.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have for sure. And we're in one of the smaller parts of New Hampshire. I mean, we're just in Little Keene, which is, you know, a town of 25,000 people in the southwestern corner of the state. There's way more people going out to Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of newbies showing up every month at the Manchester. They've got like a new movers party that they throw, and it's just full of people.
And the Tuesday night thing that they do at Murphy's Tap Room, mm-hmm. the organizer, he said that there's like 50 people there every day.
Yeah,
I mean, every Tuesday.
Week. Yep.
Yeah, I talked to some of the people out, and I think it was Manchester, and they were telling me how, like, most of the people they don't know. They live in Manchester, and they don't even know most of the people there anymore.
Yeah,
it's like
that many
it's
people.
It's just so many new people. Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to be successful in the Liberty Movement, there's really only one place to do it. I think the Free State Project Twitter profile has, like, a tagline, says something to the effect of, there are two types of libertarians, those who like winning and, like, live in New Hampshire, and everybody else. You know? Because you're not winning anywhere else. If you're a freedom-loving person, if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're an anarchist, you know, a liberty-loving anarchist, I'm sorry. You just aren't having success anywhere else. That's why the whole Free State Project concept was brought into existence, because it makes sense to concentrate. Look, there's no shame in admitting defeat, right, and saying, okay, this isn't working. You came from New Jersey,
yep.
Chris. Bonnie, you came from Texas. I came from Florida. And there's no shame in saying, look, this strategy that we've tried of, like, getting people elected all across the United States has not worked. It's been 50 years. It's not getting better. Like, you can look at the Libertarian Party's results in 2021, in 2011, in 2001, in 1990. You know, go back a decade at a time and just see if there's any change.
To the beginning of the party?
Yeah. Just see if there's any change.
Nothing changes.
You know,
never changes.
A big, you know, good result is to get over 2%, right? Like, if you're in a three-way race as a Libertarian. So there's just no progress. And the only way to get progress is to gather together to concentrate our efforts in one place. And look, the state is afraid. They don't like it. The
Hillsborough
County
Democrats. Yeah.
Yeah, the Hillsborough County Democrats. Hillsborough is the biggest county in New Hampshire. It's the one where Manchester is. And they had a meeting, what was it, Sunday, I think, where it was basically a 90-minute-long freak-out session about how successful the Free Staters have been and how well-organized we appear to be, even though it's a decentralized movement. Like, there's not some sort of puppet master at the top.
They don't seem to understand, like, decentralization.
No, they have no idea.
Yeah, they think people get paid to come here.
It was really funny. Like, it was, like, a top-down. They think, like, this is some sort of top-down organized, like, thing that's going on.
That's because they think everything's organized the way they organize.
Right, right. And it's like, that's not... Yeah. I want to know where my money is, man.
Yeah,
you know, from... What was it? Who was it?
The Koch brothers.
Yeah, the Koch brothers. I wonder where my money is from the Koch brothers. That's one of the things that they were saying, is that we're basically being paid to, like, move here, and it's like, no.
So check it out. Go to the Free State Project's website. They got some good stuff over there at fsp.org. But I want to continue on what's happening in Venezuela. So this is, again, a story from Mises, the Mises Institute. They're talking about how Venezuelans have a hyperinflating currency, and we've been covering this for years on Free Talk Live. So they say it's not surprising then, but the poorest Venezuelans have abandoned the bolivar as a medium of exchange, let alone a store of value or unit of account. U.S. dollars are the exchange medium of choice in Caracas and other large cities, while the Colombian peso dominates along the Colombian border, particularly in the regional city of San Cristobal. The Brazilian real is current along the southern border with Brazil, and the euro and cryptocurrencies have also found niche uses. But what's wonderfully surprising is the spontaneous emergence of a pure gold currency in a remote region of southeastern Venezuela around the towns of Tumaremo and El Callao. The region abounds with precious metal ores and has a long history of luring prospectors and miners seeking fortunes. Today, however, many of the larger mines are controlled by the government military, which is battling local gangs and guerrillas. Despite the violence and lawlessness, jobless Venezuelans from far and wide are flooding into the area to work in thriving illegal mines.
Oh, okay. I was like, where are they getting this gold from if... I just thought it was coming in over the borders or something, but wow.
Literally mining it without permission from the government.
I like it.
In exchange for payment in gold nuggets. So people willing to work illegally in illegal mines are actually getting paid in gold.
That's awesome.
Down there. And as a result, gold flakes, which are peeled off of the raw nuggets with hand tools, have become the currency of choice in that region, with prices for commodities and services now being quoted in grams of gold. So when you're on the streets going shopping in these towns in southeastern Venezuela, you might see a price, you know, listed on the shelf in grams of gold, which is amazing. Half a gram of gold buys you a one-night stay in a local hotel, while a meal for two at a Chinese restaurant and a haircut will cost you a quarter of a gram and an eighth of a gram, respectively. The gold flakes are carried in people's pockets, usually wrapped in the nearly worthless Bolivar notes. So they're actually using the Bolivars to hold
nearly gold. Worthless, I guess, because at least it can hold your gold.
Right. I guess it's good for something, those Bolivars.
Yeah, and actually, if you go online, there's some really cool, like... purses and wallets that people are making. If you look on like eBay, if you search
I've seen that.
Bolivar
yeah.
wallet or Bolivar purse or whatever, people are taking the Bolivars and they're using them in sort of like a really complex origami, you know, like folding them,
yeah.
and, you know, making them fit together in a way that you can actually make things out of, which are far more valuable than
yeah.
the actual Bolivars themselves.
It's honestly pretty sad. For one thing, mining work is dangerous even in like the United States, where we have all this technology and, you know, people have been doing it for a long time. It's not illegal and everything. I bet it's really dangerous.
While some shops are equipped with scales to weigh the gold flakes, most sellers and their customers have become so familiar with them. So they're that popular that they just eyeball them. They're evaluating them just by looking at them. It's like, okay, that looks like enough. You know, you get paid often enough in a... You know, gold flakes, you know what they look like. Most sellers and their customers, for example, a barber and his customer who transacted for the haircut agreed that three gold flakes equaled the 1/8 gram price, which is approximately $5. Gold is also starting to penetrate into the nearby cities, such as the regional capital, Ciudad Bolivar, and as stores and shopping malls gladly accept gold in exchange for dollars from miners who are seeking to cash out. For gold to become a full-blown currency that can viably compete with deprecating dollars and other foreign currencies, the raw nuggets need to be minted in convenient shapes and sizes and their weight and fineness certified by reputable firms. Of course, we know the solution to this. It's the gold bag, which is an amazing product. Unfortunately, it's at this time only available in the United States. You should check out goldback.com. They're not a sponsor here.
You can get it online outside of the United States, right?
Yeah, but good luck getting it through customs. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If you order... Well, yeah, I mean, look, if you're a customs agent in Venezuela, you're probably corrupt.
I didn't mean Venezuela. I mean, like, it's not only available to order online if you live in, like, Europe, right?
You can, in theory, have them shipped anywhere in the world. The question is, can you get them through the customs of the country to which you're having them?
Usually, so any country, sorry, not just, like, Venezuela,
gold,
will, like...
coins are banned for mail for customs purposes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, plus, you know, a lot of customs is very corrupt in countries, especially south of the border, and you never know what's going to get through and what's not. But if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. Very exciting that people are taking up alternatives to government money all around.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. foods. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. 603-283-6160 is the number. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, we've got Ian, Chris,
and Bonnie.
And don't forget about Intercoin. We've been telling you about Intercoin for a while now, and it is to the point where it has now launched its investor token worldwide. Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now, for the first time, you can go to a centralized exchange and actually just buy Intercoin. You don't have to go through some crazy process. In fact, they don't even have Know Your Customer requirements on the xmarkets.com exchange. It's exmarkets.com. All you need to sign up is an email address, so they keep your privacy intact over at xmarkets. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, trade them on the exchange for Tether, because you can only buy Intercoin's token with Tether. So then you use the Tether to buy the ITR token, which is the Intercoin Investor Token, over at XMarkets, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We were just talking about Venezuela and how at least one part of Venezuela, the south, I think it was southeast part of it, yeah, southeastern Venezuela, in a couple of towns, they have illegal gold mines because the government has, of course, what they do in Venezuela, what they've been doing for decades now, is taking over, nationalizing successful businesses and then running them into the ground. And so it shouldn't be a surprise that when the same government that has taken over the oil business and taken over, grocery stores and taken over, you name it, literally hundreds of businesses have been taken over by the Venezuelan government. Shouldn't be surprised when you find out that one of those types of businesses is the gold mines. Of course, right? They're going to go for the money. And they did that. So now people are illegally mining gold. And they're getting paid in gold to illegally mine it. They're then taking that into the towns, and they're buying things with it. And there's enough people doing this. This isn't some, freak occurrence. There are enough people doing this to where the stores actually are pricing things in gold flakes.
It's just crazy to me that you could hide a whole gold mine. Like, how are they not getting found out immediately?
Well, not all gold mining is done in, mines. Like, there's streams where you can pan for gold, right? And things of that nature.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're saying, it says in the story, they're illegal mines. Now, just because it's a gold mine...
But not the kind of mine that you're probably thinking of. It's probably, a hole in the ground.
Well, that's right. It's probably a small entrance.
Yeah.
And then gets larger on the inside, would be my guess. You know, an entrance that's hidden away from, a busy road or whatever.
I mean, the word gold mining, I've seen it used in, underwater, gold mining. And it's not like you think. It's like a hole in the ground that's dug under the water, but it's it's still...
Well, this would be interesting to see, actually what it is.
Yeah.
To have an undercover camera or, where the camera goes in and they don't show the cameraman how they get to where they're going, and then they can show off their operation without having to reveal anything about where its actual location is. It would be interesting to see a documentary about this whole phenomenon of gold being used as currency, which is what gold can be used for. And as we were saying, the gold back proves it. And for listeners that don't know, I didn't mention what it was. It's a 1/1000th of an ounce. That's the lowest denomination. There's 5 denominations of the gold back, but the smallest one is 1/1000th of an ounce. And it's a little bit smaller than the size of a U.S. dollar. It's a little shorter than that. It's very, very thin. And they've come up with a way to take that small amount of gold. Because if you think of a gold coin or a gold 1 ounce piece, and now try to imagine dividing that by 1,000 and how small of a fleck, basically, of gold that would be. It would be a very, very small amount of gold. You'd lose it.
Unless you wrapped it in your boulevard.
Exactly. But even then, they've got to be really careful with these things because, gold flakes, little bits of gold, those are easy to lose.
I mean, the convenience of gold backs over gold flakes is enormous.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's worth whatever the premium is. There is a premium, right? So if you get a
little bit.
1/1000th ounce of gold, technically right now, is worth about $1.85, I think. I think an ounce of gold is selling for about $1,850. So, but that's presuming you could get it at spot, which you really can't do. So it's probably more $2.50. But you're going to pay at least, I think, right around $3.50, $4 for a gold back. And that's because there's a very high-tech manufacturing process involved in making the gold back and making it so much more convenient and making it something you can just stick in anybody's wallet. You can pull out. You can count. You don't have to worry about it. If it falls to the ground, you can see it on like a gold or something like that.
When I went to a pizza place in Utah with my dad, I had just gifted my dad 2 gold backs, and the lady that owned the place, we started talking to her, and I asked her if she accepted cryptocurrency, and she didn't really seem to understand crypto and was just like, no.
Was she a little older?
No, she was in her 30s or 40s.
Huh, okay.
And my dad was like, oh, I should show her my gold backs you just gave me. And he showed it to her, and she was just like, my dad loves gold. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Can I buy one off you? And he agreed, and I showed her how to look up how much it costed. It was $3.50, and she's like, let me give you $10 for it.
Wow. That's got to be a record sale for a gold back.
Just because she thought it was so cool. She wanted to give it to her dad, and she said it was just so pretty and definitely worth more
I know they go for like a premium on eBay.
They do.
Yeah, yeah, seven bucks, eight bucks, yeah.
They're amazing, and that's because there's a high demand for these things out there. They actually had to expand their production facilities, so they've now like quadrupled their production capacity, and they expect they're going to need to do more at this point. So it's incredible. I think they're about to launch South Dakota, so they've got the Utah gold back, the Nevada gold back, and the New Hampshire. Did they come out? Does anybody know if they came out with Wyoming? I know that was on the way. I don't know if that actually officially launched yet. Maybe it has, I missed it.
I mostly was just interested in New Hampshire.
Sure, sure. Well, you know.
But I'm a little biased here.
Yeah, but actually we started with the Utah one because that was all that there was, and people still loved it. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
They didn't care what the state was that was, you know, stamped on the front, although the artwork's all different for each of the different states, and they use like very state-oriented, or not state as in government, but the land and the beasts and the trees and, you know, the mountains and things that are specific to that particular area, as well as some like historical events to kind of craft the artwork on these things. If you haven't seen them, you really, you know, if you care about good money, if you care about sound money, if you love the idea of gold, because, hey, we love cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and we talk a lot about it, but gold still has a place. I understand there's the Bitcoin maximalists out there. They believe Bitcoin or nothing else, right? Like, they hate anything besides Bitcoin. They look down their nose at people that are still interested in gold. And I can understand why they feel that way, because if you look at the price of gold and the price of Bitcoin in the last decade, well, the price of gold basically stayed pretty flat.
Yeah, I like stuff that I can use, honestly, and it's kind of interesting. It's like, I'm definitely not a gold person, but at the same time, like, it's useful. If it's useful, that's really what matters, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, check it out. If you haven't done so yet, they're doing really amazing stuff over at goldback.com. And I wish that it would be something that we could, you know, get smuggled into Venezuela. I'll tell you this, down in Mexico. This is where I first heard about the customs being an issue. I imagine you've dealt with it as somebody that sells internationally, Chris. But
all time.
In Mexico, some old friends of the show are down there, Angel Clark and her husband Dave. They've lived down there for several years. And when we went down to Anarchapulco a few years in a row, she would ask me to bring her cigarettes. Because there was a specific type of cigarette that she couldn't get in Mexico. Because, like, you know, you want to go buy some Marlboros, they're on the store shelves. But there was, like, one particular, like, grape-flavored cigarette that she really wanted, and she could only get it in the States. And if she tried to have it shipped, customs would just take it. Not because it was illegal to ship it in, but because customs just wants to take cigarettes, or, you know,
they're corrupt. And
they're just corrupt.
They're like, oh, these are cool.
Yeah,
they just assume it's a bribe, you know. Oh, yeah.
Just take it, because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, right? There literally is nothing you can do. The only, it's interesting. It's like, you know, it's actually interesting because you can get stuff into like Mexico and a lot of these countries if you're willing to pay the premium to get it there. But otherwise, it just gets stolen at customs.
And when you say the premium, is there like some special way to get it through customs that will guarantee
kinda,
it?
Yeah, kind of.
A courier that stays with it the whole time or something?
Yeah. Basically, you just hire a private courier. So it'd be like DHL or UPS or FedEx as opposed to going with the postal system. So it's the postal system where all of this kind of corruption kind of goes on. And it's because I don't actually fully understand like why it's only that way, but like I do understand that if you want to get something into a country, pay the private sector, because the private sector will get it.
Yeah,
get it there.
I wouldn't be surprised if a U.S. postal worker Fed had some arrangement with customs, like, yeah, you want to steal the cigarettes, you've got to give me three of them.
Could be.
Yeah, it's interesting. You can definitely get stuff into some countries through the postal system without a problem. Sometimes it's actually easier to go through the postal system, like from the U.S. to Canada. But in a lot of countries like South America or Europe, private carriers are the best way to go.
Yeah, so maybe that's a way that you could get some gold backs into Venezuela. It would probably be worth experimenting with. You know, if you know somebody in Venezuela, see if they can accept those deliveries. And unless it's like contraband down there, who knows? There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. This is...
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.